Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4, usual suspects, 2 in the books, 1 to go, plenty more show if you want to join us, 713-780-ESPN, or hit us up on Twitter.
Say, fellas.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, I interrupted the Twitter things.
No, it's okay.
Damn it, go ahead.
Okay. At Pac-Man Joel with
Here's
a K.
Here's the thing, Barry. People who are usual suspects know how to reach us.
Well, there's a lot of people that listen
Virgins
that don't.
Virgins that are getting acclimated to the show struggle, especially when trying to multitask and drive from said, say, Nebraska, to figure out that we don't always stick to 100% sports. We keep it kind of fun.
Yeah.
Kind of all over the place. We run the gamut for the sake of entertainment. It'll all make sense when you listen on a regular basis.
That's right. Anthony well, Isla. I don't know if that'll make sense. If it'll all make sense, but
not always. But that's part of the beauty of it.
Yeah, but yeah. At Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny. I cut that off, but I was pretty excited about this topic. Well, not this one, but I also wanted to ask you guys: did you listen to the national anthem last night?
No.
It's funny you mentioned this in the break.
Yeah. So if you were listening and you didn't notice, or you were listening and you did notice, or you weren't listening, okay, there's all the options. Carlos Santana played the national anthem on the guitar. And he had some dude playing the bass that I could have done without.
Completely unnecessary.
Because it was all offbeat and sounded weird. It had a very Seinfeldian feel to it. But Carlos Santana is playing the national anthem, and he played a verse twice. Or he either duplicated a verse or added a verse, but he messed up. Like, he played an extra verse in there somehow.
Thank God I'm not crazy.
And I thought so, too, but I was like, eh. And then I saw a headline and was like, Carlos Santana messed this up. I was like, I thought so.
I did, too, because I kept saying to Lisa, did he mess that up? But the thing is, when you're not singing the lyrics,
you're just
playing the tune. Yeah, it's harder to tell. And I'm like, I probably wasn't paying enough attention to it, and he's probably dead on. I'm glad that I'm not losing my mind.
My wife was like, that was beautiful. I was like, I think he messed up. She was like, no, you're such a hater. Just because he wasn't singing. I was like, no, I think he really messed it up. Oh, whatever. You find the negative in everything. I'm like, what are you talking about, woman?
It's really hard to talk.
Your wife's got you pegged, by the way.
If you're a Carlos Santana fan, you can't be talking mess about Carlos Santana. And people will come at you.
And he wore
he's from Oakland. His velour sweatsuit was black and red, not blue and gold. What are you doing?
He wore a sweat like a old mobster tracksuit. With some loafers. I'm like, really,
dude?
He borrowed
the loafers from Pete Rose, by the way, from the other day.
I was like, well, way to dress up there, Uncle Carlos. You just look like some random dude walked by and went, oh, look, check it out. Someone left the guitar. Let me bust out the national anthem real quick, and then I'll go back to my seat. Like, he just looked like a random dude out there.
And even adding a verse, it took 1/10 of the time that Aretha Franklin took last year, so at least he's keeping a good clock.
Yeah. That was, I thought I was going crazy, too. I'm glad
that
I did.
It was weird. I'm glad we got that cleared up. By the way, he normally wears a hat. Too bad it's the anthem and he had to take it off because, holy dome piece.
He's aging going bald?
A little bit. Oh, man, yeah. You could show a movie on his forehead now.
But he still has, like, the side of his head, like, it's like he still has long hair.
Yeah, he's got the wreath. I'm not sure if he still has the tail, but he's definitely got the wreath.
Somebody texted and said, I heard you talking about the Astros not getting national attention. If they trade for Tebow, they would. Stop it! No. No.
That would be death. Oh, God.
Somebody else texted the show and said, good rule of thumb for the usual suspects. They talk about everything but sports 60% of the time, all the time. I don't know what that means. I don't know. Somebody else said, I like to sing out loud when there's an instrumental version. It was like, I thought I messed it up.
See? We weren't the only one.
Glad y'all mentioned it. Yeah, I know. Because everyone's like, no, did I forget? What? I must be un-American.
Did he look like he knew he messed up, or did he just roll with it?
No, he just kept going.
You know how the artsy guitar guys are? You know, their heads bobbling around like a bobblehead, and they're making all kinds of faces like they're trying to pinch one off. And so I think he just felt like, I got the stage, I might as well go with it. It's kind of like ad-libbing a song when you're doing it live. I think that's what he felt like.
I guess you got more room when you're not singing it and you're just doing it on the guitar. Because if you got one shot if you're singing it, right?
If you're playing that, wouldn't you be singing it in your head so you don't mess it up? Like, I'm not just going to remember the notes. I'm going to sing it in my head so that I know.
Yeah.
And he obviously didn't do that. He was just reading the sheet music mentally, and he forgot to flip the page or something. You know, sometimes you read and then you read a line again. I feel like that's what he did. He was like, all right, I'm going to play this. And let's face it, Carlos Santana may have smoked a doob or two back in the day. Maybe he forgot and played it again.
Yeah, I mean, he was like, and the Rockets and the Ramparts. He was just, but because he's not singing it, you're just like, whoa, that was a catchy little riff he threw in there with the guitar. And Barry's right. The bass guy, glad they had to point out that he won 8 Grammys, because no one would have known him in any lineup on any stage, who the hell he was. And every now and then he was just boom.
It would have been like having somebody there playing the spoons or the cymbals or something. It's like, really? It's Carlos Santana. You don't need some weirdo just boom, 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 boom.
Unless it's like Rob Thomas or someone actually singing it, which would have kept Carlos Santana on the tune. You don't need anybody else.
I know it was an Anchorman reference, by the way. Someone had to tell me that it was an Anchorman reference 60% of the time. Yeah, I get that. Sir,
by the way, did you see, which was fantastic, and I think I sent it to you guys, but there was a site that monitored all the NBA players' tweets about the game last night as it was going on. Sam Decker had a great one. He goes, oh, I see the Warriors signed 2 chains to Attende. He was right on the bench in one of those courtside seats, only he had like the Mr. T starter set times 10, and he was all decked out and everything like that. But it literally, there was a couple times I double take going, who is that on the end of the Warriors bench? He was that close.
Nice. Hey, I wanted to talk about this last week, but we ran out of time. But I found this link, and I figured it would be very educational for our listeners and right up their alley. And it's called The 10 Movies Where the Actors Had Real Sex on Camera. And so I imagine some of these are on Netflix or Amazon Prime or Hulu. So I thought, you know what? I love our listeners. They like to be educated. They're probably moviegoers and thespians. So thought I'd bring this list to the show. So this is a list of 10 movies where the actors actually banged on camera.
How do we prove this?
Well, we can watch them. And I'll read you the blurb about each, just so you know. So the first one is The Brown Bunny. Not what you're thinking, Joel. I know you're thinking, I had enough brown bunnies this morning. I don't need another brown bunny.
Either that or I was going to say, that's definitely a movie you guys both saw that I missed.
No, it says, when The Brown Bunny premiered in Cannes in 2003, the audience was shown a film that guaranteed they would never forget who Chloe Sevigny is. In the film, she gives her co-star, Vincent Gallo, an actual beej. Yeah.
Now, would that be Can?
And his, what'd I say?
Canes?
Yeah. I don't know. Can?
I know, because it could be another festival.
And then she confirmed that it was real.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's The Brown Bunny. Is it Cannes? Canes? I don't know.
Can
I always
festival?
Said Cannes, but or Canes. I don't know.
She might have shown her Cannes.
It's spelled like, yeah. The second one, let's just stay on track here,
okay,
Joel.
Okay, sorry about that.
The next one is Lie With Me. L-I-E.
Okay.
Lie With Me. If the sex scene in Lie With Me looks real, it's because it is. Lauren Lee Smith, who you may know from The L Word, and Eric Balfour, who has appeared in Haven and 24, confirmed that they really got it on for this movie. Lie With Me. Are you writing these down? Nick, are you Googling all these?
Yeah,
over there?
Okay, so the first one, Chloe.
The Brown Bunny?
Yeah, so she's 40. She don't look that good, but the movie came out in 2003, so this was what?
So she has
14 years ago.
She hasn't aged gracefully.
So maybe she looked good in the movie. I might check it out.
What is? Okay. You know her from The L Word? What is that?
It's another
movie or show.
It's a show. Yeah. Right. So this is Lie With Me. Yeah. So that was the one where they actually had sex together. Caligula. I think a lot of people know about this. 1979 film about the fall of the Roman Empire was produced by a guy named Bob Guccione, who just happened to be the founder of Penthouse Magazine.
Yep.
That probably makes the fact that this movie features some pretty intense, unsimulated sex on screen just a little less surprising. While Helen Mirren and Malcolm McDowell star in the film, they aren't in the graphic sex scenes. Those were filmed in a private, or those were filmed in private and then edited into the film. But that movie is notorious for having legit.
Thank God the viewers didn't have to see Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Oof.
Next movie is called Short Bus.
Nick. Followed closely by Tailgating Bang Bus.
It was a team effort when it came to the authentic sex scenes in Short Bus, an erotic drama from 2006. Director John Cameron Mitchell encouraged the actors to have real orgasms in the provocative film about people who go to a sex saloon. In fact, he jumped in on the action himself by going down on a woman in the final scene of the movie. He's like, cut, cut, move. Let me show you how to do this. Action. Blah, 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 blah. Like, that's
really
great. Yes. He just got in there, got on camera.
So I'm looking at the cast, and the main, one of the main female stars in this movie is a Canadian broadcaster. Was it Sook Yin Lee? Was she the one that he did that to?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
See, we like to go on road trips as a show. We're not going to touch that one.
It doesn't say.
Yin Lee is her name.
Okay. Is she hot?
No.
No?
That's why I want to know. Like, which,
no, it's
which,
just the only thing they have is a picture of this orgy with a bunch of naked people in it.
No problem.
And just ass everywhere. So I don't
know. Just trying to clarify.
Okay.
Just keep that name in the back of your head in case you want to win Granado's deal.
That was number five. Number six, Romance. 1999's Romance is the first mainstream movie to feature a fully erect penis. It also contains lots of nudity, masturbation, and explicit oral sex. And, but wait, there's more. If you act now, and it's a film that is frequently pointed to as the one that changed the way non-porno sex could be shown on the screen. Why are you making that face, Joel? Did I make you uncomfortable? Saying
no,
erect
I was just
penis?
Thinking, so what year was it up for an Academy Award?
No, it's 1999's Romance. There you go. All right, number seven. Wow, look at that picture from the movie.
Jeez.
That's, Intimacy. Intimacy has remained surprisingly mainstream since its release in 2001. The film features Carrie Fox providing some pretty serious fellatio to her co-star, Academy Award winner Mark Rylance. So there's Intimacy, right? Put that one on your list, Nick.
What's the girl's name again?
On his list. You should see him. Every time you read one, he goes way...
He just spit in his hand. What is that for?
He gets about 6 inches from the screen as he Googles it.
Why'd you just spit in your hand?
What's her name again?
What are you doing?
I didn't spit in my hand. What's her name again?
Is that a microphone in your hand right now?
Yes.
Why are you holding it with two hands?
Yeah.
Why did you clasp your hands together, making a tight circle over the microphone?
Why are you cupping the stand holder?
Her name is Carrie Fox. Just look up the IMDb Intimacy.
The movie.
You should be making this list and then looking them up on IMDb.
I've got a process, dude.
All right.
I bet you do.
It's 3:11. We should go to break, and I'll finish this on the other side. Nick has lost all
God.
Track of time.
Carrie
can
Fox?
Can you
is she ugly?
How old
five?
Is this movie? This better be an old movie.
2001. So it's 16
well,
years ago.
50, so I guess...
So she was 36.
Okay.
It was a
I'll help you with the math.
2001. It was a
Yeah, please do, because I'm not going to do it myself.
Okay. So I'll finish the list when we come back. I don't want
to
run
Oh, we got to go to break.
Yeah, you're
Thanks,
not even paying
Bear,
attention.
I appreciate it.
He's not even paying attention.
Dude, I'm telling you, every time you read off another one,
I get it.
He left his chair and got about 6 inches from the screen going, wait, what is
I
your name?
I get it. It's hard to push all those buttons with a chub. I totally get it.
But boy, that microphone loves you. All right, so we got plenty more show to get to. We'll wrap up the top 10 real sex scenes in movies when we get back, as well as touch on a few other things. Notice what I said there. All right, and we'll be back with a whole lot more of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Over the seas and all the
grease to anywhere I please. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, and Barry tell four Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. We continue to roll on. Before the break, Barry started out the top 10, if you know what I mean, of movies with real sex scenes.
Yeah.
I don't think any of these are going to be Academy Award nominees, but...
No, you're not going to find these on the most popular lists, but you might be able to catch a few on Netflix or something like that, if you're into that sort of thing.
And Basic Instinct is not one of them?
No. Okay. Nope. So the next one is, what did I leave off with? I left off with Intimacy, which was made in 2001. So the next movie that has real, actual fornication, trying to keep it clean.
Yeah. But as specific as possible.
Got real sexing. They're doing it for real. Is called Love. Actors Carl Glusman and Iommi Muyok not only have actual unchoreographed sex in the 2015 film, but director Gaspar Noé decided to make it 3D too. His intention was to arouse the audience, and it's safe to say his mission was accomplished. So not only are they doing it, they're doing it in 3D.
And her name was what?
And this came out in 2015. Her name is Iommi Muyok.
And it was 3D? So in your eye, Muyok! No?
Why am I Googling?
I don't know why you did that.
Iommi Muyok.
It's like a booyah.
No.
But why am I Googling her name and I see a bunch of pictures with missing teeth?
That's the first thing Barry said in the break. He's like, oh my God.
Bleep of her teeth.
Yes. Don't ever do that to me.
A-O-M-I-M-U-Y-O-C-K.
She's actually pretty, but
she is
exactly
pretty.
Exactly what Barry said.
She is also toothless. Oral? She's missing the front tooth and then the one next door to it on the left.
So here's the deal. You said the movie Love. The first thing I did is I Googled Love movie. Then I just stopped listening. And I just waited for him to mention the actors.
The name.
Yeah. Then that's why I missed
it. And you click the image.
So you basically screen the movies like you screen our show.
Something like that.
Yeah, she's a toothless one.
Those oral surgeons, man, it'll take a toll on you.
Not sure what happened to them either. I tried to quickly find out where they went, but it doesn't say why she's missing two teeth. But she is, so you never know. All right, the next one is called Little Ashes. Hey, it's still real sex, even if you're having it with yourself. When portraying Salvador Dali in 2008's Little Ashes, Robert Pattinson was for real masturbating. So, yes, that's his O face they're showing in the picture. So, in this movie, Little Ashes, this dude masturbates for real, and they show it.
See, Nick, so that just means that you're
Are you
not
Googling
on,
that
not,
one, Nick?
You're
are you,
not
are you looking,
I didn't even,
are you looking that one up,
Nick? I'm still on Love.
It looks like you F hit you the guys. Favorites bar on that one. It looks like you...
I did not.
I saw you mouth and bookmarked. So
you noticed
I don't
me
know.
Not typing when you were talking about
well,
that
Well, that's because your hands were busy. You must have already pulled the scene up. I don't know. Okay. Number 10, 9 songs. Did you know there are 9 live performances from bands in this 2004 movie directed by Michael Winterbottom? That's his real name. Yeah. That's his real name, Michael Winterbottom.
You know who his favorite pitcher
oh!
is?
Oh! What?
Brad Peacock.
It says, oh, and there is also real intercourse, oral sex, and a major moment of, I don't know if I can say, can I say ejaculation?
You just did.
Well, there you go.
Bing.
Real major moments of ejaculation featuring actors Kieran O'Brien and Margot Stilley.
And she's not bad. She's 34.
Who, Kieran O'Brien or Margot Stilley?
Margot.
Which one's the girl?
Margot.
Okay. Because Kieran sounds like a girl name,
it does.
Too. Yeah, she's not too bad. I think I've actually seen this movie on Netflix. 9 songs.
Alone?
Yeah.
Okay.
The last one is called The Idiots, and it says, good old Lars von Trier. The director is also responsible for the sexually explicit Nymphomaniacs Volume 1, which many speculated featured Shia LaBeouf having real sex. But instead, his face was CGI'd onto a body, which was. In 1998, The Idiots, you can see the actors' faces, but there is a scene during one of the orgies where there is certain penetration. So, okay. The Idiots. So, that's it. There you go. That's your 10 movies with real sex in them
You mean on Golden Pond wasn't?
No. What's the one where Kathy Bates gets naked and she's like 60? Wasn't it with
Misery?
No, it was with
it would be Misery Jack, if you saw Kathy Bates naked.
It was with Jack Nicholas.
Or Nicholson, because Nicholas is a golfer.
What did I say, Nicholas?
Jack Nicholson. The golden bear was shown. Look out!
Oh, no. Hey, look at those putts. No, it's Jack Nicholson. My bad. I screwed that up. But I think she did like this hot tub scene where her large, saggy old breasts are out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
How many times did you rewatch that movie?
Yeah, there you go.
Do what?
He paused it.
You watch that movie a lot?
No. No, but Dave Landau was talking about this weekend on one of his shows. He was talking about watching sex scenes. He was like, nothing pissed me off more than watching Halle Berry in Monsters Ball make me feel good again. You're like, I can't watch this. Like, she's like, her daughter just died and she's a mess and she's got like a thing on her head and she's just like, make me feel good. And she's rubbing. He's like, I had to put on Swordfish and pause it. Which is hilarious because that's the only thing on Swordfish that I've seen. I just fast forward it right to the chair scene, pause. That's all you needed to do. Couldn't even tell you what Swordfish is about. No idea.
That's actually a good movie.
I've seen 2 seconds of Swordfish.
I saw it back
when she lowered the tanning thing, and that's it. That's,
she lowered the
tanning. Boom. Pause.
The tanning thing.
Pause 3 minutes later, and I'm go do something else now. I don't. Who cares?
No, you're
never seen.
Taking care of, you're happy, and you're
never
sleeping.
Seen Swordfish. Couldn't tell you. Just seen her breasts in it. That's it. So yeah,
she's on the. She's high on your list.
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Pretty high.
Easy now.
Yeah, she is. Wasn't Eva Mendes, didn't she have a nude scene also, or she did some like nude photo shoot where she was sucking on her toe? Have you seen this?
I have not seen that.
Yeah, it's really weird.
But she's in the.
I was like, what is going on here?
Underrated Mark Wahlberg movie, The Italian Job.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
no.
Oh, the daughter of the like the professional, like the daughter of the main thief, is very good looking in that movie.
There's two, and Eva Mendes is in there too, with Joaquin Phoenix, The Italian Job.
I thought you were going to say Boogie Nights for Mark Wahlberg because you liked that movie. Yeah, there was some photo shoot where Eve Mendez is sucking on her toe, and I'm like, why would you think that's a good like picture to put out as a photo shoot? That's very strange.
But,
and I don't even think it was like porn. It was just like, hey, let's do something in Vogue that's different.
Very creative.
Okay. Is that creative?
Process. Think about how that could be misconstrued.
A toe?
Hey,
well, just use your finger if you're trying to imply something. Why would you use a toe?
Maybe that's what she likes. We've talked about this in the past. Maybe there are people that have that foot fetish more than we know.
I don't know. That seems very strange to do. I don't know. All right. I guess if that's how you want to do it. Yeah. So, you know what? I'll tweet out this link. I know some of you pervs out there want to add all these to your Netflix queue. So, I'll tweet it out.
Did you just call Nick a perv?
No, I mean, we already knew that.
He already had that list bookmarked.
You saw the way,
before the end of the segment.
You saw the way he was holding the mic.
Too, by the way, are you looking up The Italian Job right now?
Yeah, I wanted to see if Ava was in there, but you're probably right. I just can't remember her in the movie. I don't know why.
Well, it's The Italian Job, and then she's in. Eva Mendes is in another one with Joaquin Phoenix. Is that the photo?
Yeah.
That's not attractive.
I told you, why would you do that?
She's extremely attractive. That's not attractive.
She doesn't look good at all in this picture of her sucking on her toes. She looks like Mommy Dearest.
Nick just said in your headset, doesn't matter, send it to me.
No.
Send it my way.
We'll be right back with much more. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hi, my name is Bob, and I approve this message.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra. Now everybody.
As always, a big shout out to the usual suspects, those that get us and follow us and know that I am quick to throw out the movie or storyline, but I'm not always quick to get every detail accurate. So, the movie that we were talking about, The Italian Job, was a young Charlize Theron, who was hotter than a campfire in July. And Eva Mendes was in We Own the Night in the first scene with Joaquin Phoenix, which was pretty salty.
Is it good?
Uh-huh.
Do I need to Google this?
It's actually a pretty
good
movie, too, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, We Own the Night's a good flick. I own both of them. We Own the Night and The Italian Job are both good movies.
Okay. Better than Barbed Wire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Barbed Wire, you're just looking for the certain visuals again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why else would you watch that movie?
Exactly.
It was like watching Swordfish. Nick's like, oh, that's a great movie. I wouldn't know. That's silly.
He did say that, too.
That's Swordfish? Silly. Yeah, that's
silly.
Well,
it's about this computer hacker.
Yeah, I saw it.
And they
it's about Holly Berry's breasts. That's what it's about. That's all it should be about. It should have just been an hour and a half of the loop of her just lowering the tanning thing, raising it back up, like a GIF almost. Just that would have been, I would have watched all 90 minutes.
It's going to get to a, she's going to turn a sharp corner and she's not going to look good anymore. You know that.
Yeah, like, that's called getting old.
Yeah, she's going to have right there.
That's all right. I can always go. It's like Pamela Anderson. Back in the day, Pam was my gal. She was the hottest one to me. And then things happened. She got old, she got hip, like all those things.
And by the way, you got corrected
not
too.
Hip, hip.
In a bad way.
What happened?
Ike corrected you and said
whatever.
The naked Kathy Bates movie is about Schmidt. We didn't need to know that. No one wants to see that, be reminded about it, or any inkling of thinking about Kathy Bates naked.
Yeah.
Unless Nick's in a slump. Then if she's at least part Hispanic, there's a chance.
Always a chance if she's part Hispanic.
That's what I'm saying.
How big is she?
And can I say this too, by the way, to your Pam Anderson deal? Oh God, look, Google Kathy Bates. We'll wait. I just want to hear the reaction because that'll be fantastic.
Go ahead. You were going to ask me a question.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you guys this the other day, and it continues to wear on me. The anti Pam Anderson, but where are you guys on Michelle Beadle?
I don't know who that is.
She used to look good. She's not looking good. She don't look good anymore.
She's the NBA studio host for these games on ESPN and ABC with Chauncey Billups, Paul Pierce, and others.
I just Googled her. Yeah,
No.
You don't, even like 10 years ago, no?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
She looks like she just got off the corner bar stool at the saloon down on Main Street.
I will say she's been going, and I don't usually pay attention to like what kind of make. I don't even know it, but she's just going with that darker shade look around her eyes lately. I'm just not a
That's
fan
just
of that.
A hangover, Nick. That's what I'm talking about. She just got off out of the bar. I mean, to go from Sage Steele, who I thought did a really good job, and to give it to Michelle Beadle full time, it's just ugh.
Yeah, I'm just
not
Googled
a fan.
Her. No, doesn't move my needle.
Mm-mm.
No. By the way, I did tweet out the link. So if you guys want to go follow at Barry is Funny, I tweeted out the link for the Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, you
see
got
what he
that.
Did there,
good.
Dale?
Way to go. Thank you,
Dale.
Yeah.
See what he did there, Dale.
Yeah, Dale. Dale's in there making boner moves with his finger. That's very good, Dale. Wait, grow up, Dale.
Because he finally put two and two together and got that you used the needle moving reference.
Yeah, he did. So at Barry's Funny, if you want to see that link of the 10 movies. I'm sure Nick will bookmark it for the one where the guy
There's
bangs
two
himself.
I kept in mind, like the one from 2003, the Brown Bunny.
Okay.
Might check that one out.
Okay.
Nick's been known to get a Brown Bunny or two on the weekend.
Yeah. Brown Bunny. Love, the one with the missing teeth. I'm definitely going to watch
that
one.
A lot of people reminding us that Eva Mendes shows her goods in Training Day.
We mentioned that off air.
That was a text. Yeah. Yeah.
Sneaky
she
too.
Did.
Because you don't really realize, you don't think about her because it's Denzel, it's a big time movie, but yeah, she's.
No, I was thinking about her.
Yeah,
when I saw it, I was like,
Yeah.
That's nice. I had to rewatch this movie a couple times, but I just didn't know who it was, I don't think.
Right. That's kind of before she kind of blew up.
Mm hmm.
In more, you know.
Yeah.
After she.
And now she's out sucking her own toe.
Yeah, you had to go ruin a lot for me with that picture.
I showed Joey, he was like, what?
What the hell is that? Because again, when I made the reference to what people with a creative imagination would do, I thought it was someone else's toe. But no, it's her own.
Which,
and she's not exactly looking sultry in the picture anyway.
Well, you got to be flexible, though, to get that foot all the way to your mouth.
Yeah.
You've got to be flexible. There's no way. I don't even think I could get, I can't even, like, I'm at the point now where if I got real fat, I would be in trouble. I couldn't tie my shoes because that's that fat guy move where you pull your leg up to your knee and tie your shoe, like, you know, in your lap almost. I'm not that flexible. I'm going to have to do yoga. I'd have to do yoga if I was going to suck my own toe.
Hot yoga.
I'd have to take like a year off and stretch. Go get Diamond Dallas Page to teach me. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
The wrestler?
Yeah. I know it's a wrestler, but other than that, I'm out.
It's all right. There was a, he does like, it's called Diamond Dallas Page Yoga.
Oh, no.
Definitely out. This guy couldn't walk or something like that. I don't remember the exact, maybe he just, but he did Diamond Dallas Page Yoga and now he can walk.
Was he a yoga instructor? He was like crippled or TV evangelist.
No, he did the DDP yoga.
Suddenly he could do yoga?
No, he did DDP yoga, and now he's cured. So, you know, there you go.
I'm not sure what the DDP stands for, but it sounds like...
I just told you, Diamond Dallas Page.
I think it stands for something else.
What? I would love to hear this.
Did you donate personally to make sure that you donated to the evangelist fund?
I changed my mind. I don't want to hear this.
Well, you already did. Too late.
Did you, I have this thing I found when in doing show research today, and it's about cities. It's two different things. First of all, the fastest growing cities in the U.S., nearly all of them are in Texas.
And one of them, you've had a lot of experience in.
Yeah. So starting from the bottom, Murfreesboro, Tennessee is number 10. New Braunfels is number 9.
Just don't drink the water.
At 4.7% growth. Bonita Springs, Florida, and then Buckeye, Arizona, Bend, Oregon.
I know it, yep.
Georgetown, Texas is number 5 at 5.5%. Greenville, South Carolina, 5.8%. McKinney, Texas, 5.9%. Frisco, Texas at 6.2%. And the number 1 fastest growing city in the U.S., Conroe, Texas.
That was amazing to me. I saw this on the news.
Yeah, 7.8% Conroe, Texas.
Who wants to live in Conroe?
Here's the thing, though. I think part of this is that just north of the Woodlands, they call that Conroe. So, like, Conroe, I used to think you'd have to cross the San Jacinto River to be Conroe.
College Perky, they also refer to it.
Yeah, yeah. That area in there somewhere is called Conroe. So sometimes you'll have guys that are, or folks that are living, they think, in the Woodlands area. I guess it's really considered Conroe, so that may be part of the growth. But, you know, there are people that 20 years ago would say that one day Conroe and Houston will touch. Those city limits will merge. And it's getting close. Conroe is getting big. So, but apparently, yeah, that's a big thing. Almost at an 8% clip.
When you come growing from nothing to adding more than one stoplight and a stop and go in a Quick Mart, then you can probably show there's a lot of growth.
I remember my grandma used to live in Conroe out in, it's called, I forget what it's called, but it was off 105. And we used to go see her, and it felt like it was the longest trip ever as a kid.
Yep.
Like, we would pack a cooler with sandwiches and drinks because it felt like it took 9 hours to get to grandma's house from Cypress to Conroe. And now, I mean, that's where I live. I mean, like, just south of that, and I'd make that commute every day down here. So it's crazy how
I'm telling you, the growth, lake is pretty. The yeah. The golf course, Walden on Lake Conroe, is a great golf course, but you're right, man. It's an adventure to get out there and an all-day deal. That's why it's just, man, I'm surprised, but hey, more power to Conroe. Mm-hmm. Way to go.
Fastest growing city in the nation.
Yeah, feel free
according
to
this.
Isn't it like pretty close? I remember the last time I drove to Conroe, I remember driving through Cut and Shoot, Texas. That's what I remember about Conroe right now. So
that's just east of Conroe on 105. Okay. Cut and Shoot is, yeah.
Horseshoe Bay's in.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Oh, Del Lago.
Del Lago. Yeah.
Del Lago. That's also that's another golf course. Yep. All right. So we got one segment to go before we turn it over to the Blitz. So we can continue to roll on. We got a few things to get to. We'll do some house cleaning, get you all set up and ready for Fred and AJ. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. All right, y'all. All right,
y'all. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's Barry, Nick, and Joel. One segment left before we turn over to Blitz. Maybe, maybe not. Yeah. But we're here in case they need us. Fred and AJ having some technical difficulties at our bar, but trying to get that squared away. We were talking about movies. It has to be talked about for at least a few seconds here before we move on. But I took Barry's theory and I buried it. The next step is to get it on video. But speaking of movies, I am the Lord of the Flies. Because as I tweeted this weekend to debunk the challenge that Barry gave me that I could not A, kill a fly with my bare hands, or B, kill one with a magazine.
I did see these tweets.
I executed both in front of my wife.
You hashtagged it real man's bleep.
Yes, I did.
Why did you hashtag that?
Because it was you were giving me a hard time, like it was impossible, and so I just decided it was real man stuff to be able to do that.
It's real man stuff to kill a fly?
You said you couldn't do it barehanded.
You didn't even at me, so you were just subtweeting me. That's what you were doing, weren't you?
I assume you troll me, so I knew it.
You were subtweeting me, weren't you?
I don't know about that, but you're right. I should have actually tagged you on you it.
So you were tweeting at me without tagging me. You were
the efficient Twitter guy.
I of all people know that.
And the second one was spectacular because she was doubting me because of like
Not only was I doubting you, she was. Did you subtweet Lisa as well?
She's seen me do it before.
Real husband bleep.
But I was like, this one, because it was on the side of the iPad holder, and she's like, all she's thinking is, you are going to make one hell of a mess, break the iPad, and screw just to prove Barry wrong. And so
is this in your house while I'm not there?
So I'm like holding on to the iPad holder with one hand. You know how you like real like cautiously so the fly doesn't move?
Yeah.
I got the magazine in the other hand, and I could just see her with the fear of God going, he is going to make a mess and screw this whole thing up. So then I take the real fast swat at it, and she's like, oh, see? And you missed it. And it was like dropped out of the sky. It must have gone up first. And all of a sudden it just comes down and lands right there on the counter. She's like, no, you got that one too. And I was like, yes, I did.
I bet you screamed real loud, suck it, Barry. Right.
No. But I was like, oh, yeah.
You should have had video and then tagged me on it.
See, that's what I said, but she didn't have her phone. Otherwise, I would have had her film it. Yeah, we're going to still get that too. But I executed both with a witness.
Okay.
So I was proud of myself.
Well, I don't believe her. I'll need her to tweet at me.
She'll get on that when she decides to get on Twitter. All she does is get people that tweet her.
Oh, yeah? She's too good to tweet?
No, she does, but obviously most of hers are, you need to adopt
from
a dog.
From her assistant?
No, you need to adopt a dog quickly.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Does she have an assistant?
No. Are you kidding
me? No?
No.
I do. You don't have one?
No, you got an intern, too, or at least you're trying one. Remember that, Nick?
Well, he said I could. I just haven't followed through. I walked through the other day. I said, hey, where's my intern? And about four of them were like, I'll do it. I was like, oh, wow, okay, this is getting serious. I guess I need to buckle down and make a decision. I should have them try out. What should I do to them? We should make them audition or try out.
That depends. Was Sarah Gal one of the ones that raised her hand and said, I'll do it?
Doesn't matter. I mean, what would we do to an intern?
Oh, it matters.
Oh, it does?
Think about this now.
Okay.
If it's the owner's daughter, you're not going to make her do something like it's a bad task for an intern, like an initiation.
Like, go get me coffee?
Oh, that's a no-no with Nick, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't do that. I'm just saying, like, she can't go get me coffee as an intern?
I would say no.
Okay. Let's see how this is.
Well, what would you do that's worse?
I don't know.
Like paper boxes or something?
No, but I would come up with something for the interns to do. Maybe maybe like an Olympics or something. She could compete in that. She probably doesn't even want to be my intern. That's the thing. I don't want them to do it if they don't want to be my intern.
Trey already volunteered.
There's going to be some sacrifices made, but it'll be all worth it in the long run.
Shay is in.
All right.
And Kobe is fighting Shay.
No, Kobe is not going to be an intern of mine.
Don't you think that the perfect assistant for Barry as an intern would be Kobe? He could learn so much along the way.
No.
Yeah, let's do that. We should lobby for Kobe to be a dedicated intern to Barry Landon.
Totally agree.
Intern Kobe, if you're listening.
You guys both know I don't have the patience for that. I would be in jail for murder. We did the cities earlier. I saw this too. I just had to. So this was a map by time that said the 25 cities where millennials are moving. Because I know you love millennials.
You know me and millennials.
You love them. The
phenomenal.
The number one city in America where millennials are moving, Virginia Beach, Norfolk, and Newport News, Virginia. That whole area in Virginia, North Carolina. That's the number one city where millennials are moving.
Okay.
Richmond, Virginia, number two. And Riverside, San Bernardino, Ontario, California, number three. The first Texas city, want to guess?
I would have said Austin.
Yes. That's at number 6 in the nation where the millennials are moving.
Okay.
And number 19 on the list, the Houston, the Woodlands, Sugar Land area is number 19 where millennials are moving.
Where everything's sweeter, baby.
They're taking over. San Antonio, New Braunfels was 13.
Just don't drink the water.
And
again,
that's pretty much all the Texas.
New Braunfels, where you can float the river and get a cool drink.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, Las Vegas is 24. That's kind of weird for millennials to be moving to Vegas. But whatever.
They always think the strip is.
Plus, it's not that expensive over there.
See, I would have thought it would have been more like Seattle. That's on here, but it's a little lower.
Yeah, Portland.
Yeah, Portland is. I just saw Portland. Where'd it go? I know it was on here.
Here's one for you, too, as you guys are also sports addicts. But it's a sport you're not really a big fan of, but I want to run this by you. So, Phil Mickelson, okay? We all know he's a golfer, if nothing else. He's won every major but one.
Huh?
That is the U.S. Open. It is coming up. He said yesterday he will skip the U.S. Open to attend his daughter's high school graduation. The clock ticking.
I don't think
on his career.
Yeah, to get that one, if he cares. But do you think he cares? As much money as he has?
I think he's the leading candidate for Father of the Year, regardless.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good for him.
That's a big move by Philly. Him and his man boobs are going to miss the U.S. Open.
Enough respect, dude. Like, seriously, that's good for him.
Yeah,
he's got his priorities
straight.
He
takes a ribbing for being like the guy in Happy Gilmore that fakes it. Like, fakes being a real true caring guy and behind the scenes would kick an old
now
lady.
Watch it come out that he has a back injury. He just didn't want to do. He just needed another reason. That yeah. would suck.
So until the reason comes out, Phil Mickelson, leading candidate, Father of the Year, skipping the U.S. Open to attend his daughter's high school graduation. All right, with that said, we're about to put the bow on it. We are done with another version of The Usual Suspects. We'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a great day.
ESPN 97.5.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station. ESPN 97.5.
When my mom got sick, she felt powerless. Insurance denied her meds. Her doctors talked over her, and they couldn't agree on anything. She kept getting worse.
And then you found solace for me. They gave me my own healthcare advocate. My advocate found better doctors, scheduled my appointments, and got my medications approved. She even joined my appointments and made my doctors work together. For the first time, my whole care team was listening to each other and to me.
I was going to pay for it.
But then we learned that Solace advocates are covered by Medicare.
I used to feel helpless, too. Now I know my mom has an advocate.
Solace Advocates are healthcare experts who've spent years helping patients. 96% of patients report better care with an advocate. That means better health outcomes, less stress, and finally feeling heard. Have Medicare? See if you qualify at solacehealth.com. Or call 888-7-SOLACE. 888-7-S-O-L-A-C-E. That's 888-7-SOLACE.
Don't face the healthcare system alone. Find Solace. Visit solacehealth.com today.